podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. The growing collection of Cochrane reviews of pain relief in labour was added to in January 2012 by a new review of the effects of injecting sterile water into or under the skin. Sheena Derry from the University of Oxford in England describes the need for the review and its findings.
Giving birth can be a painful experience, and made worse if there is fear, anxiety, or a feeling of loss of control. A very wide variety of interventions have been used to try to ease the pain, and we tested one of these, injections of small amounts of sterile water into or just under the skin of the lower back. It has been suggested that this might be especially useful for some types of labour pain, especially severe pain in the back, which might be due to the baby's position. If shown to be effective, this could provide a form of pain relief which is inexpensive, requires only basic equipment and skills that already exist in midwifery and nursing, and can easily be performed by a birth attendant with minimal training, without any perception of loss of control, and probably no adverse effects on the mechanism of birth. This would make it an ideal pain relief option for labour in the modern delivery suite, as well as in remote settings and low and middle income countries. The popularity of the technique is growing rapidly in some places, but many healthcare workers and researchers in pain remain sceptical. We tried to resolve this uncertainty, but to a large extent we were let down by the research that has been done to date. We looked at the effects of injections of small amounts of sterile water given during a contraction into four spots on the woman's lower back. We were able to include seven studies with nearly 800 women, all of whom were in the active first stage of labour with severe low back pain. Studies compared injections of sterile water with injections of saline. The rationale is that the irritation in the skin produced by the sterile water would relieve pain at another site, although there is no convincing explanation for why causing pain at one site relieves it at another. The saline causes little or no irritation, and so acts as a placebo comparator. This placebo is important because pain is highly subjective, and studies of pain-relieving interventions are known to give a false positive answer if stringent precautions are not taken in their conduct and analysis. We wanted to use only those studies that were likely to provide the right answer, and one of the ways to achieve this is by making sure that the women giving birth and the investigators were ignorant of which intervention was given. It was frustrating that no study reported the number of women who experienced our predefined, clinically relevant outcomes of at least 50% or at least 30% pain relief, or a patient global impression of treatment of at least good. Unfortunately, what they did report about the pain experience is known not to be useful. In regard to other outcomes, we can say that there was no significant difference between sterile water and saline for caesarean section, instrumental delivery, rescue analgesia, timing of delivery, or APGAR score, which is a measure of how well the baby is at and just after birth. No adverse events were reported other than transient pain with injection, which was worse with sterile water, as expected. The outcomes reported in the studies severely limit conclusions for clinical practice. We found no good evidence that sterile water injected into the back is effective for low back pain or any other labour pain, or that it influenced delivery or other maternal or neonatal outcomes.
You can find the full version of this Cochrane review and the others of interventions to relieve pain during childbirth at thecochranelibrary.com.